Hi, this podcast has to do with getting in shape, eating properly. Like, what do I mean? Metabolism. When not to eat at night. And basically my opinion of how I see that someone can lose weight. There is no one system. It's called discipline. And I'll tell you something, even if you lose the weight, that's one part of it too, you know? Because regaining weight, if you go back to your old habits, like basically, I want to explain something about our stomach and food, how I see it. If you have a backpack, right, and you keep on stuffing stuff in it, right, it's going to get heavier, right? And, like, you know, I've heard all these series, vegan, detox. Detox is good. Like, in Christianity, fasting and praying is very, very important. It, the Lord said, cleans the soul when you fast and pray. So, but this detox is like, basically, everyone's different. Our metabolisms are different. Our lifestyles are different. And our sleeping patterns are different. Like, basically, you know, these people on TV, commercials, it's possible that they did lose weight. And it's possible they gained weight again, right? But I'm saying, like, first of all, as an athlete, which I was an athlete, if you want to lose weight, and the Orientals have been doing something for a while, and, you know, like, you don't see too many obese Orientals, right? It's possible, but maybe even in China, people, first of all, my point is, if you want to lose weight, you want to get in shape, because trust me, starving yourself can lose weight, but you gain it back most of the time. But first of all, this is what you do. You're going to say, well, I have a little belly myself. But the point is, there's reasons why I won't get into. But my point is, stretch. The Oriental people have been stretching for a long time. It's part of their routine, first of all. Growing up downtown Chinatown, I would see them in the morning going to school, doing what? Exercise in a slow way, Tai Chi, I believe. Stretching and moving in the morning. Every morning they'd be in the park and doing Chai Chi. So listen, you stretch. You can stretch like animals stretch. Like stretching, you're going to say, you never heard it before, you've heard it before. Every fucking professional athlete stretches. If you want to feel good about yourself, and I'm going to start doing this. I'm not just saying it for others, but I'm going to start doing it too. I'm going to start stretching. Honestly, I am. Because stretching is so important. Every animal, even birds stretch their wings. Cats stretch. Every animal stretches. Dogs. Like, what do I mean? You must stretch. And in North America, for instance, it's like you have these yoga places and that's it. And it's like yoga is a certain way of stretching, but you could stretch any way you want, long as you don't hurt yourself too. because it takes time to stretch. It takes time. I'll tell you that right now. You just can't be flexible one day. It takes months. It could take months for you stretching. I'm telling you, I'm going to start doing it. I'm going to get my family and friends, if they listen, if they want to stretch too. What is stretching? You just put pressure on the muscles, on the joints, gently. You don't force anything, because it's too sensitive, right? We're not gymnasts gymnasts that can, years and years of stretching, and they're young children anyways. Young people can stretch unbelievably and do all these flips and stuff and all these gymnastics. And then listen, if you think, like some people say, eat as much as you can to lose weight. Metabolism is everyone sort of different on that. It's like lifestyles, first of all. Like, not everyone has the same hours of work. Some people are up in the morning, some people are at night. Some people eat at night to go to sleep, and that's how I gained weight. Which, like, starving myself, or just eating at night and going to sleep, even sugar at night is like the worst, because diabetes, like, if you don't burn the sugar, burn the food, like we eat, it's energy. If you don't burn it off, it stores into fat. That's the truth about it, right? You eat, you don't burn the energy, it stores into fat. And I said it before, that fat could be a good thing, especially in the old days before cars, airplanes, and all that. Like if people would travel, right? Like a camel or something, or hibernate. Like, basically, you would just eat to get chubby, and then you could travel and live off your fat, because fat is food. That's all it is. You know, it is stored food. Guaranteed, it's stored food. So, basically, exercise, stretch, exercise, and you don't have to be fucking Superman or some fucking Olympic athlete. You know what I'm saying? Walking. Mentally, it's discipline, because food, when you're addicted to food, trust me, it's a hard habit. It's a hard habit. You got to get used to it, like smoking. If you're a smoker, you just got to quit and then just get used to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to get used to it, because many people that are addicted to food, it's a problem, you know, it's a problem. You know, it could, like, give them dopamine or some happiness, but, you know, listen, there was always big people, there's big bone people, there's always been obese people, but if you look at the numbers, if you look at the lifestyle, the food, the how easy it is to get food, and food is sacred too, we are so bad with food. We disrespect the animals, disrespect nature. We have these restaurants, we have supermarkets, and not all of us, you know, are obese and, you know, are addicted to food, but we're, like, more and more people are getting addicted to food and becoming obese. It's a fact. It's becoming worse and worse. And sugar and soda is like, you have to burn it off. Like, move. You have to move. And it doesn't, like, you can be the, like, you can move all day. If you keep on eating, you're addicted to food, that won't help you. Exercise won't help you either. Because it's unbalanced, it's just so much food, you can't burn it off, like, in like exercise. Like you'd have to have a heart attack to burn it off. Like, and people aren't like even endurance. Like people don't even have endurance to burn it off, because, you know, like some athletes have endurance. Most people that are overweight have no endurance. You know, they're out of breath, you know, easily. I'm not saying I can guarantee anything, but discipline and don't eat till your stomach gets full. Give time for the food to digest. I guarantee it. I was like, if you eat something, you just let it digest. Give it half an hour and you know, rest, and you'll feel much better. You'll have energy. Okay, I'm sort of a hypocrite because, you know, there's reasons, private reasons, I don't want to get into it now, I might in the future, that I have, like, I'm chubby. But the thing is, though, why I'm doing this podcast is because I've been slim, I've been an athlete, I've been strong, I've been endurance, I have the experience, I know the faults of gaining weight too, I know how I gained weight, I know also like how the body works, and it's mathematics, people, you know. It's discipline, like no matter what, it's discipline. At the end of the day, it's discipline, because if you're addicted to food and you have no discipline, guess what? You're just going to be obese, and you cannot, if you're not disciplined with food, or even like liquids, like sugar and stuff, you're not going to lose weight. And don't New Year's and all these programs, it's a big business, people. It's a big, and they want your money, and they say this food, the food you can, it's discipline. There's nothing else I can tell you. In all the athletes of the world, what do you think they I understand they kick a ball or run or swim, but you know what though? They have discipline, and like it's basically, you wouldn't believe, or even steroid users, bodybuilders, like, they have discipline with their food, okay? There's no other solution but discipline, okay? I guarantee you that. And that's all I have to say. I hope I made sense. And I'm telling you, discipline, stretching, and just respect food, it's sacred, and just don't abuse it like we're doing. Let's do something about these animals, cruelty to animals, genetic shit, changing nature. We got to do something. Let's all organize to be basically respect Mother Nature, you know. You know, let's respect Mother Nature and animals. You know, let's treat them humane, not stuff them in trucks like full capacity. They can't even move and they die and they breathe and they're thirsty and in the summer and the winter. Like I don't know if you know. Maybe look in the internet and see what. Well, because I'm bringing up food is you know with obesity and losing weight, so it's all connected here. It's like friends of mine say, oh, I don't want to feel guilty about having my hamburger. I don't want to know about it. But you know what? It's pretty disturbing. There's, you know, the halal kosher, and it's said that kosher is the way the Lord told the Jews in ancient time to sacrifice the animals. Like, because the animal will have to leave, like, we all die, so I don't want to get into, like, animals, but when the animal leaves, it has to leave one time or another, and and that's another thing. We know it's food. We know it's protein. If I could be, I'd be a vegetarian. If we all could, I think vegetarian is a good diet with milk, not vegan. But anyways, I'm changing the subject piece.